Welcome. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is a practice of self-care. More deeply, it is a practice for you to connect and reconnect with yourself. Thank you for practicing with me. Find yourself lying down safely in a place that you are comfortable. Find yourself with a pillow or a bolster under your knees. Allow your body to sink into the surface. You may find yourself needing or wanting something cozy to place over you. You may use an eye mask. I want you to be completely comfortable. And with this practice, you cannot do it wrong. It is a practice of deep surrender, and it is a gift that you are giving yourself. And allow yourself to simply breathe into your entire body. And listen to my voice as a guide, but know that your breath is really the true guide of this practice, allowing the breath to move through you, inhaling and exhaling. Allowing the breath to swirl at the top of the head. And notice the temperature right at the top of your head. And allow that attention to move over the brow. And notice the temperature at the eyebrows. And allow the breath to continue to move in and out effortlessly. And on your next breath, notice the temperature as you slide the awareness down your nose and around the cheeks. And that awareness swirls around the eye sockets and back down the nose again. And the breath slowly moves over the top lip and the bottom lip and over the chin. And the breath moves up over the cheekbones and swirls around the temples and comes back down over the face. And the awareness circles the entire face, gently moving as if a ribbon is being guided by the breath around and through the face. And find that awareness in the mouth, allowing the tongue to rest, having it fall away from the roof of the mouth. And then awareness slides down the back of the throat, moving the awareness down into the heart. And we just allow the breath to expand the heart, breathing into the heart. The practice of Yoga Nidra now begins. And with every inhale, we expand the breath. And every exhale, we contract and allow the awareness to move effortlessly in and out from the heart. Breathing, opening, and falling deep within the heart. And allow the awareness to move down to the center of your being, right below the belly button. Allow the wisdom of the breath to move through the belly, expanding and contracting, settling the body. And with your next breath, find yourself moving back into the heart. And here, we listen for the intention of your heart. We call this a sankalpa. It is an I am statement. And it is clearly from the heart. A message. It seeks to be heard by you. It may be something like, I am love, or I am seen, or I am visible, I am truth, I am healed. This is your sankalpa and your heart's message. Listen for it. And as that message bubbles to the surface, repeat the I am statement 3 times silently to yourself. Now. And as the body rests and the breath moves effortlessly, inhaling and exhaling, we find ourselves moving into the awareness of ourself. And you will follow the words, but allow the breath to move you through the body as you bring all your attention and all your awareness to the tip of your right thumb. And moving the attention and awareness to the tip of the right index finger. And moving the attention and the awareness to the tip of the right middle finger. And moving the awareness down and through the hand to the right ring finger. And to the right pinky finger. And the attention and awareness moves through the palm of the right hand. And it moves through to the back of the right hand and moves into the right wrist joint and threads through the right forearm into the right bend of the elbow, into the right elbow joint, and moves up the right bicep into the right shoulder joint and around and through and under the right arm. And that awareness moves through the right rib cage, landing gently into the right waist and over and into the right hip joint. And it moves through the right thigh, down and around into the right kneecap, down the right shin bone, into the right ankle joint, and down through the right foot. And that attention moves to the right big toe and the right second toe, the right third toe, the right fourth toe, the right fifth toe. Awareness fills the entire right side of the body. Awareness fills the entire right side of the body. The entire right side of the body fills with awareness. And that attention and awareness moves around and makes it up into the left tip thumb. And it moves to the tip of the left index finger and the tip of the left middle finger and the tip of the left ring finger and the tip of the left pinky finger. And that attention swirls through the palm of the left hand and moves through to the back of the hand and around the left wrist joint into the joint. And it threads through the forearm into the bend of the left arm, to the left elbow, up through the left bicep, around and under the left arm. And that attention weaves through the left rib cage, into the left waist, landing gently into the left hip joint. And that attention moves through the left thigh, down into the left kneecap, through the left shin bones, down into the left ankle joint, and through the left foot. All attention through the left foot. And awareness fills the entire left side of the body. Awareness fills the entire left side of the body. The left side of the body fills with awareness. The entire body is full of a light of awareness. And breathe. Thank you. and this awareness fills the body and the breath places you within a bubble. And with the breath, the bubble expands. And with the exhale, you contract and you find yourself within. Breathing effortlessly, finding yourself within the body, the size of a single cell, brilliant, light, white, bright, moving through your body. Inhaling and exhaling. And that single cell touches and changes every cell that it touches, healing the body with every breath. Expanding the awareness within. Experience the single cell moving through the body, touching and healing every part of your being. And you find that single cell falling gently on the brow center, on the Chittakosh, where it falls into deep awareness, into the place of neutrality. And here, we begin to play with opposites and bring into this awareness, into this place, into the Chittakosh, bring into the awareness of feeling closed, and everything becomes closed and small. Allow yourself to feel being shut off from everyone and everything. Allowing yourself to feel distant, closed off. And with your next breath, landing back in the brow center, deep within neutrality. Bring into the awareness how it feels to be open. To be totally open and aware. Living from a place of openness. Revealing and being open. Feel into that openness. And come back to the brow center, back to neutral. holding on to nothing, falling into nothing. And allow yourself to feel absolute chaos. Everything around you. Feel it in your body, in your bones. Chaos. As if the structures are falling down around you and within you. Chaos. And fall back into that place of neutrality, into the Chittakosha on the brow center, back to nothing, and feel into being organized, everything falling into place, allowing the body restructure and feel organized. Everything moving smoothly and organized. Feel your body organized. And come back to the brow center, back to neutrality, back into nothingness, and breathe. Breathe into the awareness, expanding and contracting with ease. And with your next breath, find yourself falling gently back into your heart center. And expanding your awareness and contracting, allowing the breath to fill the heart as you fall more deeply in love with your own heart. As it beats. And as you rest in this place of love, I will bring forth images that you will see and you will experience, and allow them to melt and live and feel in your heart. You don't need to stay on any one, just allow them to come in and out of your being. White sand between your toes on a beach. A spool of thread. A four-leaf clover. The smell of chocolate chip cookies. White snow outside the window. A priest reading an ancient text. A priest reading ancient text. A priest reading ancient text. A chicken crossing the road. A full bathtub. A cat on a chair. A allow yourself to see and feel. And with every breath we breathe, the body has the capacity to change and to heal. And with this awareness, we can slide into greater health. Feel the cells of your body changing and transforming with every breath, as if you're riding a wave in the ocean. Allow the body to change and to shift and to heal. Allow the breath to move that single cell that bounces and touches every other single cell in the body, moving and healing. Allowing the breath to expand the heart even more. Feeling each cell light up and change and shift and heal. Feeling the body restore. Feeling the magic and the power of the breath. Connecting to the field of oneness. Allow yourself to travel into the field of oneness. Expanding your heart even more, trusting the power of consciousness, riding the wave. Go deeper and trust. Feel the love of oneness. And you find yourself knowing that this time has changed you. And you feel your body has changed. Your cells have changed and they're different. You're different. You've become a part of yourself. the oneness. Allowing your body to sink back into the surface slowly. And as you drift, you hear your Sankalpa. And you repeat it 3 times as you settle gently into your being as someone new. Breathe into yourself, knowing the breath has changed you. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Allow yourself the time it takes. Come back, and taking your right thumb and touching the right index finger gently, and moving your left big toe and placing the smallest movements into your body, and then stretching your body like an elastic band, allowing yourself to wake up as someone new because you've taken the time to practice and to be with yourself. And rolling to one side when you're ready, and only when you're ready. And keeping your eyes closed and staying within and staying centered. Placing the palms and the hands together as if there's a cotton ball between them. Holding the cotton ball and placing the palms together and squeezing. And bowing to yourself with grace and gratitude. Thank you for practicing with me today. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Namaste.